los amigos.
Sí, sí,
Amén.
Sí, 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 hola.
Please, could you try the mic again, please?
Hello, this is Phyllis.
Thank you. Just a second.
Down the serial mic?
Serial mics.
Just feedback in the room, yeah?
Yep.
By the way, how are the meetings?
You have no French. Okay.
So talk on the microphones, please.
Please, could you go ahead and just count to 10 on the microphone, please?
Soft ketchup, soft ketchup.
That's all right.
Yeah. The other one?
One right at the far end, please. Yes, please. One near the speaker.
Soft ketchup, soft ketchup.
Still no French?
And the one that had the problem before for this, please? Oh, okay.
Soft ketchup, soft ketchup.
Hang on, let's have a look what's around there.
French is English?
Two. Yeah.
Microphone.
Hello.
Steve, which knob is it up here? I can adjust it for you. For listeners on the line, if you're listening, we are having audio difficulties here in the room, so please stand by.
Ah, well, there you go. Now.
No, that's not
bad. 2-2, yep.
All right, finally. Thank you. And thanks, guys. My name is Phyllis Yılmaz. I'm the Senior Director of Participation and Engagement. First, a sound check. Can you hear me? Can everybody hear me? Technical team in room and at the back for the translators and interpreters. All good. Okay, great. So, welcome to ICANN 43. This is the newcomers track. You are here if you are a newcomer and you have all the right to be here. You are in the right place. If you are not a newcomer but you want to have some extra information about what's going to happen in the coming week, or you want to know, you know, freshen up a bit more about the stuff, ICANN stuff generally, then you are welcome here too. If you are the first timer, you should have a green badge at your name badges at the end of it. If it is not your first meeting, you didn't those green ones, And bring friends if you hear more people around, because this is the first day, actually, officially, the ICANN meeting has started, and we still get more people coming in and registering. Now, just some logistics before we start everything. I'm not an native English speaker, and maybe my accent is, you know, hurting your ears. If that's the case, if you want to hear this in French or Spanish, we are providing translations, simultaneous translations, interpretations. So you may want to use the headsets for that. Could you please put the mobiles off? Because that's really disturbs the, you know, conversation here. And this is an interactive session. The whole day will be an interactive session. We want to engage with you and understand, you know, what you want to more about, so we can answer the questions on the spot and we can improve this day as well for future. So what is this exactly? This today, the whole day, we call it the newcomers track. And while we call it the newcomers track, it's actually, beginner's guide or starter's roadmap for ICANN issues. So that's why I wanted to mention that this may not be your first ICANN meeting, but you are still here and this is fine, because it takes time to grasp the complexity of the issues of the ICANN fora. In order to engage with you, the new participants or newish participants of ICANN, we provide different activities. There is a fellowship that Janice is running, and a lot of you guys are part of that program already. There is the newcomers lounge. This is a place we provide as a meeting point for you guys to drop by and talk to a staff member and talk to some other ICANN participants who have gone through this. They were first-timers once, and they know the pain, so they are there to guide you as somebody that has gone through the same path, let's put it that way. And also, we want you guys to engage with each other, too. This is an opportunity. You will spend a week together, almost. So that's the other side, to identify you with the green badges, so you know each other. We can support you guys. And I was here at the end of Genesis session, the previous one. Please, if you see a staff member, don't hesitate to stop us. And we will answer you, or if we can't answer you, we'll get you the answer at a later point, but we'll help you. And the newcomers lounge is there until the end of Wednesday. Please make use of it. We really want you to take the most out of it. There will be information there not only about ICANN staff. There will be information there about ICANN community in general. You can ask questions how to engage with the other ICANN groups, other ICANN participants, where and how. So please drop by. Now, the whole idea of this day came through also from a personal experience. I was a first timer at an ICANN meeting in 2009, and I stood there and looked at the sheer crowd, and I was really for a moment thinking, okay, I have a lot of reading to do to get used to the abbreviations and all the subjects, but also I need to get to know the people, and where do I start? So after years, when I started working for ICANN, this initiative was the first thing in my mind. Really, we need to get something started for the newcomers. So this is your day. The lunch is yours. Make use of it. So what's going to happen today? We obviously cannot provide the full 100% information in one day. It's too short. It will take time, you know, as you go through the week. You will be collecting your pieces of information and combining your own, making your own, you know, knowledge base. But what we want to provide here today is that you get a starter point. So you first, we will go through the remote participation services at this meeting, and for future meetings, we provide these as a standard now. So if you cannot attend another ICANN meeting, you will know, you know, how to participate remotely. Or if you have a colleague at home who couldn't make it to Costa Rica, please make, you know, feel free to point these out to him or her. We will also have a basic training on ICANN's community wiki. Then we will have a break for lunch. We will continue with welcome to ICANN. Janice will explain you all these groups, different groups, how, you know, the multi-stakeholder model of ICANN and how they relate to which subject and where they speak their issues. We will have our ombudsman introducing himself and his role to you guys, and then we will have the contractual compliance team talking to you and giving a preview and of their activities so you can understand the contracts issue. And we will conclude today with the new GTLD program basics and the registries overview. This last session can be great importance to you because throughout the week, this subject, you will be hearing about this, right? The program has been launched, and this will obviously be the subject, one of the subjects of this meeting. So if you want to follow those conversations a bit more, you know, fully aware of what's going on, it might be a good one to attend. We do understand it's going to be a long day, but we have one day. So we had to put whatever we could as much as possible. So bear with us, okay? Thank you. And now I'll switch to my remote participation. So, I will just, can I? Oh, yes, we are waiting for the remote participants to get the sync with us in room here. That's the other thing. All these sessions now, what I will be talking about is actually how we show all these sessions real time out there in the you know, internet, so anybody can watch these. So, actually, it's coming. Janice is uploading the presentation on that cloud over there. All right, so we are on. Sorry for that little pause. So, remote participation services at ICANN43. I'll just quickly go through why we do this and how we do this. Today, internet being a technology now, you know, over 30-something years old, it's not just a toy that the academics play anymore to send messages to each other, but it is a utility. We all have it at our homes. We use it, you know, to pay the bills, this and that. It is more in our lives. So the idea has come to mind, okay, this face-to-face meeting is a great interaction mechanism. We always need the face-to-face meetings. However, we are also an organization and a community dealing with internet. So why don't we use the services that can be made available by the internet as of today. Why is it important to use that? It's cost effective. I mean, you made it to Costa Rica. You're coming from different parts of the world. I'm coming somewhere from Europe. There are people coming from North America, Asia, all over the world. And sometimes we just can't afford to travel due to costs, time or cash, whatever the reason is, you're not there in person. So what do you do? While ICANN also has this mission of, widening our participation tools and mechanisms, and we want wider inclusion. So there comes the services that we can use today. And actually, I mean, it's not only ICANN today. There are a lot of conferences now providing these services. This is just one part we chose as the ICANN community that we saw it is fitting for the needs of this particular community. So it's a commitment from the board. This whole effort is supported by the staff, and the community has been using it, and we hear good comments. So, and there's a survey at the end. If you want to provide some feedback on, you can either fill in the survey. I'll give you the URL for that, or you can talk to me. I'm always interested on how we can improve these services even further. So what we are doing as the goals are obviously equalization of the participation. So you're here, you're in person, you have the chance to, come to a meeting, to a session, and talk to the speakers one-to-one, while remote participants are out there, but we want to give them a voice. How do we give them a voice? We have the remote participation managers, like Janice is doing it now for this session, and I will explain how. And we want to make sure that we maximize the access. So the tools are spread around between low bandwidth and high bandwidth services. Although we are aware that now bandwidth is is becoming a less and less issue in generally when we talk about the world internet situation. So what do we have at the low bandwidth? To use the services, the minimum speed you would require is 128, and you would need a web browser. That's it. Then what you get is you can hear the stream. This session is being recorded. That was one of the technical things we were talking at the beginning of the session, and it's being streamed out. So the translations that in the room now you're listening through your headphones, they're also streamed out. So remotes have the same access that you guys have at the moment. And this is the whole point, to make sure that, the goal of equalization of the participation, to make sure people get it at the same time with the same opportunity. We provide live scripts. This is not the case for all sessions. Only the main sessions receive this. And we provide the transcripts and presentations for the download. So for somebody who is at home now with a low bandwidth, they can listen to the stream, my voice, in French, English, or Spanish. And they also have the PDF version of these slides downloaded in their computer if they like to, because they are all, listed in the meeting webpage, and they can skip through as I skip through them. High bandwidth comes with a bit more, services. As you can imagine, the speed requirement is a bit higher, and you will need a flash player. Other than that, it's the same. It's just a web browser. But what you get is just one package. Instead of, having to download the slides in PDF and then having to listen to the audio stream separately, what you have is just one package. And we use Adobe Connect as this tool. It provides video, audio, and chat in the same window. This is why the bandwidth requirement is high, because everything goes through the one channel, obviously. It is also available for some of the mobile devices. I know it works for iPhone. They were working on the BlackBerry version and the Android. I'm not so sure. If you try that out, let me know. I'm curious. Here you go. There is one there. The good thing is we have the live and recorded audio streams the same way. You can hear it. And there's a chat room in this option where all the participants can chat to each other and chat to us, the staff members or whoever is watching the chat room. Again, live scribing is made available depending on the session, and you can see the live stream also on your screen on the Adobe Connect. How do you get there? How do you really click, you know, where do you click to get these? It's quite simple. It's all in one place. You go to the schedule. I hope you have discovered now that we have a schedule page for ICANN. This is from Dakar. I apologize for the late update, but it looks the same. There's a schedule link, and you click on it, and then you will see all the session details with the links for all the services. So once you click that, if it is an MP3 stream that needs to be popping up, it will pop up in your browser. If it is the Adobe Connect link, then it will initialize the Adobe Connect window. You can check the session details, which kind of service you have. For example, we have French and Spanish for the audio in this one as a translation, and we have separate links for that. But in some other session, there might be also Portuguese, for example, depending on how the request, what the specific request from that group has been. Of course, there's a bit of resource management too, as you can understand. So this is the low bandwidth services where the Scribe feed can be seen through a link. And when you go to the high bandwidth, which I understand nowadays most of the people are, you know, using, when I look at the last stats from Dakar, it was mostly Adobe Connect, actually. So I guess the resources there and the connection is getting better for majority of the people. And actually, it's nice to see everything in one go. So it is a web conferencing tool in the simplistic way to say, and allows live meetings to be broadcasted, and you can see the presentations, you can see the audio, you can see the video if provided, Scribe feed all together. And what we recommend you to do before clicking anything and making, you know, having your internet connection stranded for that purpose, maybe check your speed first, if this is going to be good with behaving with Adobe Connect connection, or maybe would you rather choose a low bandwidth service. For that, we have a test page. You can, the URL is provided. And again, like I said, all these slides are at the meeting webpage. They can be downloaded. And then you join a meeting. You join a meeting through clicking the virtual meeting room. And what you get, you will be asked to identify yourself to the system. Like in here, when you come to the mic, we ask you to mention your name and affiliation if possible, because we are face-to-face. These are the customs of face-to-face communication. Same applies on online because of the equal participation rules. So we do ask for a name from you. You can enter as a guest. And then once it launches up, this is an example screen from the Adobe Connect. As you can see, the live Scribe there, the presentations are in one corner, there's a video. It is not always the same, depending on the requirements of the group. For example, GNSO may want to have a different layout. Let's say they don't have video, right? They have the scribing, I'm giving an example, and then their priority is to see the slides. Then the screen will be planned in that way. But it is just to give you an idea of what kind of things you can see. This is actually the full capacity. So camera, chat, slides, and scribing all there. Now, one last thing. This is the forms. What we mean by forms. Now, I explained to you that there's a chat room. And why do we provide these services? You can mark your question or comment in the chat room, and our staff person, your voice in the room, remote participation manager, we call them, they will come to the mic and they will talk, you know, speak on your behalf. They will ask your question, or they will, talk on your behalf to what the comment was. They will read out your comment. Now, this is all okay for more private sessions or smaller groups. For example, for this setup, Janice is there and watching out the remote participants, and she already informed them saying, okay, you know, my name is Janice. If you want to have a question, mark it up in the chat room and I will go to the mic and ask it for you. In sessions like public forum, now Thursday, there is a public forum. Little parenthesis here about what's going to happen next week, over the next week. Public forum is a session of four and a half hours where the whole community interacts with the board. So you can ask questions to the board on certain subjects. There's a predefined agenda, and for each topic, you will see when you go there, there will be a huge line of people queuing up for the mic to express their questions. Same volume happens remotely. So in the Adobe Connect room, in the chat room, we will have a lot of people. And in that small chat room area to, you know, tag the questions and make sure that I go to the mic and read them in without missing any is quite hard. This is why we provide a form to note the questions and comments during the public forum separately. This only applies to public forum for Thursday. It starts at 2. Don't confuse that for anything else, but I want to make sure that if you talk to a colleague, you know, back at home who will use the services, please mention that it's not the chat room that needs to be used during the public forum. It is the forms. So this is your checklist. If you want to use these during the meeting, which is also possible, you can be in this meeting and you can. There are parallel sessions that I can, as you have figured out probably, looking at the schedule. It's a very full schedule. You're in one session and you want to also keep an eye on what's going on in another session, then you can use it here too. Be aware of the rules of behavior. We have obviously an expected rules of behavior. That is not, you know, to say what to do, what not to do, but these are just normal communications customs that should be applied in any communication manner. So it doesn't hurt to point those out. And especially in online communication, things can get, they have a bit more room for misunderstandings, so we want to make sure that there is a list of things for referral. If you would like to have a look, please go to this link and have a review them. If you have questions about the systems, please write us at participate@ican.org. We are in constant search of improving these services. We want to make sure that it works for you. I mean, not everything works for everybody. We understand that. But if you are not getting the basic things that you are, you need to be getting out of a meeting, that's very important to let us know. Right? It's not like we put it out there and we don't do anything. We need your input to make them better. The concepts are all in these links. If you need further information, you can find out. You can also talk to me, like I said, or Janice. We are very much involved in these services and their well-being and their setup for every ICANN meeting. We work with the technical team, so we can be your voice over there too. Come and talk to us. And last thing is the survey. If you would like to put it in a more formal way, in a recorded way, obviously, this is all, it goes to the database, you can fill in the survey. I suggest you do that after every session you attend, actually. Don't wait till the end of the meeting and try to, you know, make a different feedback session for your whole week, because I'm sure you will be attending a lot of sessions during this week. And one final thing before I leave the mic is that after this doesn't finish once the week finishes. These services are also used to record things. Transparency is very important for ICANN staff. Transparency is very important for ICANN community. We all have a stake in this. So we use these services to record things too. Everything is recorded. So after the meeting, all those pages that you use at the moment for the services, for the links, they will be populated with the audio files and transcripts of the sessions and the presentations, which should be already there anyways. But sometimes, you know, there happens to be last-minute change between presenters here and there. They are all reflected at the end of the meeting. So these are my slides and welcome and remote participation. If you have any questions, feel free. We should have a free roaming mic somewhere. Otherwise, we'll get you here to the stage. Any questions?
No. Wow, I have to have a neck like a giraffe to get to this microphone. Maybe by the end of the week I will. So I just wanted to follow up because Phileas has done this presentation many times and it's been able to engage so many more people in this process, which is her whole purpose here, is to get us engaged. But I also respect the fact that as newcomers, there was a lot of information in this presentation. So at the 1 o'clock Welcome to ICANN, we'll talk a little bit more about things like public forums and how to participate in that here. So when some of the things might have been just kind of cruising a little bit because you're trying to take all this in, at the 1 o'clock, it's basically me walking you through the week as a newcomer. And part of that is explaining, once again, how to utilize the remote participation even while you're here at the meeting, and how to participate in public forum when you're here at the meeting. So I just wanted to point out, because I can see here sometimes the sea of faces, and you can start to see the glazed look like, oh, my gosh, that was a lot. So what's going to happen? So stick with us for these presentations here in the session. Go out, stretch your legs or whatever between, but we will continue to engage you through today so that as you get kind of an overload at one, we're going to bring you back in the next. And really make sure the explanations are all there.
Yeah, just one thing before I leave the mic for the second time. These first two sessions, if you noticed on the agenda, remote participation and community wikis are actually engagement tools. So the morning sessions are really the tools, and in the afternoon we will get into the content bit, where you find, you know, which group talks to what and why, and how they do things, all right? So try to see it that way. And the reason for that is basically we may have more people in the afternoon, so we don't want to, you know, miss the chance that we get more people for you to engage to, and we start the content sessions by then. I see a hand.
I would really like to congratulate you for this session, but what I have to say I really have to direct to the audience is I have worked very much with remote participation, but not in ICANN. I work with the Internet Governance Forum process more actively, and many of our principles and ideas have come from the ICANN process because it's very good. One thing that's so important is remember that where we come from, watching webcasts and listening, and what has always been remote observation, ICANN is offering real remote participation, remote engagement, where you can actually get your voice heard. And I urge you to take advantage of it when you can't make it to a meeting, or, as Felice says, when you're in another room, you have to be in two places at once. You can do it with the tools that are being offered. Don't take it as theory. This is real practice. It's happening right now.
So in just a couple minutes, we are going to start the community wiki discussion. So if you give us just a couple minutes to upload it. Thank you.